This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Phil Stasek, the past president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance, also Larry Abdullah. He is a program coordinator on this program, and this Thursday event will happen on March 5th. It's Healthcare Decisions 2020. So Phil, start out telling us a little bit about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance.
The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of liberal and progressive thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for women's rights, for the environment, for civil rights, for so much more. This year, 2020, we're looking at issues that are important to our election that's coming up in November, and everybody is talking about healthcare. This event is going to be looking very carefully at the decisions that we have to make about healthcare. We have wonderful speakers, Dr. Steve Blythe, Dr. Dina Grayson, Margarita Jorge, and Amy Tidd, and they'll be talking to us about all of these various issues regarding healthcare that we're going to be looking at during the election. Today, we're really lucky to have Larry Abdullah, who was one of our coordinators, to put this together. Larry, tell us about the event.
This event will be March 5th, Thursday, and this year it's Healthcare Decisions 2020. For millions of Americans, healthcare is a crucial problem in this country due to cost and accessibility, while in other advanced countries, it is not. Two of our speakers will be addressing the two major factions in the Democratic Party, Medicare for All and expanding the Affordable Care Act. Others will discuss pharmaceutical issues and labor negotiations. Of our population, 8.5%, or around 276,000 people, have no insurance, resulting in over 30,000 deaths annually, and approximately 500,000 families go bankrupt every year due to health care issues. Before the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, these figures were much worse, including Medicaid expansion. As many as 20 million people were covered by the ACA. Recently, as the administration weakens the ACA, more than a million have lost health care, and many more are underinsured via oversized deductibles. ACA has been just one senator and one Supreme Court justice away from revocation by lawmakers who offer no alternative. Many of our young people look abroad to see other advanced countries offering free government health care and wonder why our people must suffer. We will discuss health care and explore the solutions for this ongoing dilemma offered by the presidential candidates.
And Larry, I have seen a statistic that said that here in Florida, that literally 6 people die every day because our legislators in Tallahassee have failed to expand Medicaid. So this is not just a national presidential thing. It really affects, or should be discussed by candidates who are running for office in Tallahassee as well, shouldn't they?
Yes, in red states, not all red states, but in most red states, they have not expanded Medicaid.
And it's a horrible shame, isn't it?
Yes, it uninsures at least 500,000 people in our state, and they came close a few times, but they never. It was probably a shell game,
and it's horribly politicized. And this is something that is literally people's lives are in the balance, and that's why we always say that elections have consequences. The people that we select on that ballot, when it comes time to vote, may determine the life or death of friends, people that we know, relatives, or ourselves. So this is going to be a very, very important issue. We hope that people come.
Healthcare Decisions 2020, Thursday, March 5th, 6:30 p.m. at Front Street Civic Center. If you'd like more information,
please come to www.scpaflorida.com.
And as always, free and open to the public.
As always.